helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for February 6, 2013. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. You can help yourself, and you can also help support the podcast by checking out one of my Kindle ebooks: Cultivating Your Career Reputations, Career Compass, Finding Your Career North, The High Tech Career Handbook, and Social Media Self-Preservation. You'll find links to all of them on the website. Today's show, In Praise of Praise. Think back a moment. Think back to a time in your career when you felt the sweet joy of being praised for a job well done. Who praised you? What did it feel like? When did it happen? Why did it happen? If you're like most people, it felt good and warm and satisfying. In some cases, it might have felt like one good day amongst a host of days when you felt underappreciated, unrewarded, and skeptical that your career would ever turn into anything worthwhile. Now that you have this image in mind, how do you think others feel when you praise them? If, like most human beings, they have a similar reaction, wouldn't you like to be the cause of those same feelings in others? The sad truth, though, is that while we love to receive praise ourselves, most of us are absolutely lousy at giving it to others. Blame it on the American work or life ethic of rugged individualism, the harsh nature of work today, or simple inattention. But far too often we err on the side of criticism when a little praise might be just what we, and those around us, need. We've all been there, of course. We've been on the receiving end of criticism about our actions, our work, our life. Was that criticism deserved? Almost certainly. Humans are not perfect beings. We all have our faults. We all make mistakes. We're not always the best people we can be. With such obvious faults, though, it also drives the question, if we all have faults, why do we spend so much time focusing on them? Since mistakes, complaints, and missteps are the norm, wouldn't it be better to focus on the exceptional, the good, the excellent? Shouldn't we be focusing on those times when things go right and simply learning from those times when things go bad? The trouble with most criticism is that the person being criticized already knows they've screwed up. In most cases, they're already punishing themselves much more than any external force could. I think the external criticism is much more for the person doing the criticizing than the person being criticized. A manager needs to be seen in authority, and also needs to be seen as someone who recognizes when others have screwed up. Otherwise, they become culpable in the mistakes themselves. Their criticism is a public warning to everyone else that, hey, I saw this person screw up, and I can catch you screwing up too. Of course, this then begs the question of why they didn't help prevent the screw-up in the first place, if they were so aware of it. Criticism of this type is too little, too late, and seeks to soothe the ego more than address the problem that occurred. Instead of focusing so much on what someone did wrong after the problem has already occurred, how about we all look for and reinforce those times when people do something right? Doing so helps to prevent mistakes before they can occur and also reinforces good behaviors so they don't have as many bad ones around to punish. Make no mistake, there are times when all of us need to be criticized, warned, and reprimanded. That's simply a state of the human condition. That said, there are also more times when we need to be praised, supported, and have our good behaviors and actions reinforced. Too often in our career, we assume that no news is good news. The truth is, no news is just that, no news. We're left to try and figure out if we're doing well or doing badly on our own with little guidance either way. It's only when the criticism hammer comes crashing down that we figure out where and how we screwed up. To be clear, I'm not promoting some sort of Pollyannish praise fest of anyone and everyone. As you already know, some people are not adapted to their work or, in some cases, life in general society. These people need to be watched and corrected clearly and often. Rather, I'm suggesting that you look for those times when the majority of people deserve praise, and then offer it, truthfully, clearly, and may I use the word, lovingly. When someone makes your life a little easier, your work a little smoother, tell them so. I can guarantee you that the benefits you reap will be far greater than any that grow from criticism. It's easy to know when you should praise someone, by the way. Put yourself in their position. Empathize with their life. Think of when and how you would like to be praised and apply that to others. What if you were presenting a piece of work, a corporate presentation, a bit of writing, a new song to the world? How would you like people to praise you? Now, do that for others. See yourself through their eyes. See what they want and need from you. Then offer it. Praise for good behaviors and actions will always bring more rewards than criticism after the fact. One is positive and uplifting while the other is negative and, in some cases, demeaning. If you rely on the negative side often enough, you'll reap what you sow. You'll end up with a workforce, a classroom, a family that is constantly looking over their shoulder for the next attack, the next smackdown, instead of modeling positive behaviors that you've reinforced over time. Praise is a way of building the family, students, life, and career you deserve. You only have to look to your own needs and reactions to praise to realize this.
This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. Find more information at douglasewelch.com/career. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career. Send questions and comments to career@welchwright.com or post them as comments on the website or add them to our Facebook fan page. You can also call our reader listener line at 818-804-5049. If you're listening directly from the website, why not subscribe? It's free and you'll receive each new show automatically. Look for the subscribe button in the upper right-hand corner of the webpage. If you enjoy Career Opportunities, there are many ways to show your support, and all are appreciated. These include a tip in our online tip jar, a review in the iTunes podcast directory, sharing links via Facebook or Twitter, and more. You'll find links for all of these on the website.